So today episode was Black Clover 110, I think. And I can tell you, that one was a good show. I mean, you had the Black Bulls hideout coming and messing up things for the Eye of the Midnight Sun and everything. It's incredible, man. Like, you wouldn't believe how some people could just screw you over. This anime is not just cartoon. It's real life. Because people, the whole reason why this is happening, this whole art happening, the elf art, is because the nobles, it's their fault. You know, and so, and the elves want revenge. And so, like, this is dealing with real stuff, you know? And, Black Clover is just another good anime to watch, man. If you really like Naruto, you'll really see the hints of Naruto and Black Clover. Black Clover is I don't even know how to explain it, and you see I'm stuttering, right? It's crazy. So anyway, Another anime is Boruto, the spinoff, supposedly Naruto Shippuden and stuff like that. But Boruto is a ninja. He's the son of Naruto Uzumaki. He got the same name and stuff like that. But the recent arc is happening in Boruto. Boruto and his master Sasuke went back into time to stop a god from killing his father while he was a child, because the god couldn't kill his father while he's alive. I mean, while he's a grown man. But so he decided to go back in the past and kill him while he's young. So, and that's what they went back, and that's why Boruto and Sasuke went back in the past to prevent. And Boruto is reacting to his father, how he was a kid, you know, stuff like that. And so that's the weird part, and it's kind of nostalgia as well, because I grew up on Naruto. You know, Boruto recently came out in 2000, I believe April of 2017, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And Naruto was already finished by then, and so this is really getting interesting, because you're seeing Naruto and Boruto training together while they're kids, and that's really nostalgic, and it's really kind of weird in a way also. And why everybody else, and basically Boruto went back in the past, and so he cannot react. He cannot be near the people he know in the future, because it could mess up his future. But you know how things go. You know, things never go right in this world. You know, so we'll see what happens when he go back into the future, his own time, the present. And so we'll see what happens by then. But yeah, this is really, really interesting, to be honest with you. And another thing, would y'all count Sonic the Hedgehog as an anime? Because it was made by, if I'm not mistaken, Sonic the Hedgehog. It was made in Sonic, I know it had to be made in Japan or something like that. Yeah, I know it's Japanese, so I believe Sonic was made. I think Sonic should be an anime, because it was made by Japanese people, and it was on TV, and it was a video game as well. There's a TV show that I used to watch called Sonic X. You know, and I used to kind of, because Sonic X appeared in 2003, in April 6, 2003 in Japan, and you know, and so, and it was made, is naturally considered an anime, so that's what I like about that. You know, and I love Sonic, and this new Sonic movie coming out, and I believe in February, I think Valentine's Day. It was recently supposed to come out this November, but they made some changes because that the first design they made for Sonic was hideous looking. It was really bad, so they went back and fixed the way Sonic should look like, and it would look way much better. And I think they tweaked some things then and there to make it look way better. So that's the good thing about that. So yeah, the Sonic is really, and I really appreciate that. I really appreciate that because usually big studios like that do not hear our voices, but finally they're starting to hear it, and that's the good thing. We're starting to have a voice in the world, you know, and that's a good thing. And so, but recently I've been really wanting Dragon Ball Super to come back out. It's been over a year since Dragon Ball Super concluded with the Tournament of Power, and it's been almost a year since the Dragon Ball Z movie came out, Broly, almost a year since it came out. I think next month in December it will be a year since Broly came out, and we're really waiting on the anime, because the Tournament of Power was awesome. But we're waiting on Moro art, the new character Moro, and new bad guy, excuse me, Moro, and I'm really waiting on it. I'm just waiting and waiting and waiting until it comes out. And so Dragon Ball Z is a part of my life and part of my childhood, and I'm just waiting and waiting, and it's nothing coming out. But and when it does come out, it better be good too. Cause when Dragon Ball Super first came out, it was a little sketchy, but it really got popular with the Tournament of Power. Oh no, excuse me, it really got popular with the Future Trunks art, you know. Future Trunks is the son of Bulma and Vegeta, you know. He came back to the past before, but this time he came back to the past again, but his future's in peril. And so he asked his father Vegeta and his good friend Goku to come back to the future with him to defeat a guy named Black. Don't take that anyway. It's just his name was Black. He called himself Black. But he called himself Black, and he is apparently a god who does not like humans, and he want to purge the universe of them. Well, it's not just humans. He want to purge the universe of life and make it his own utopia, you know, where free of sin and all that whatnot. And that's obviously the wrong way to do it. But that's Black, and they couldn't even defeat him. But it really started picking up in the Tournament of the Trunks arc and the Tournament of Power arc. Well, in other people's words, the Universal Survival arc. But that's the whole gist of that art. And so stay tuned for more anime updates from me, your boy Christopher Kane. You know, I'm sorry for not posting like I should, but I'll get back right back to it. And And until then, I'll see you next time. Well, you won't see me or you'll hear me next time. Oh, well, you get it. See ya.